Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio for an update on the work of the RNIB Voice of the Customer focus groups. And this time it's all about vision rehabilitation. And I'm delighted to say that joining me now is Lily Bond, Insight Officer from the RNIB's Insight and Customer Voice team, along with Charmaine, who is visually impaired and took part in the recent Voice of the Customer focus group meetings. Hello and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Charmaine and Lily.
Hi.
Hi, Toby. Thanks for having us.
Firstly, Lily, would you be able to remind me and the listeners what the Voice of the Customer research programme here at the RNIB is all about and how the focus groups fit in with all the research that the RNIB is doing around inclusion for blind and partially sighted people?
Of course. So the Voice of the Customer programme is a part of our approach to putting the voice of blind and partially sighted people at the heart of everything that we do here at the RNIB. So it helps us to shape and direct the work on an ongoing basis. So every 3 months, we speak to around 500 people through a tracker survey and around 18 participants who take part in a series of focus groups. This allows us to kind of keep up to date with the issues that matter most to blind and partially sighted people. It also allows us to respond to issues and the needs in a timely and appropriate way. So why did we pick vision rehab? So this was identified as a key topic affecting blind and partially sighted people, and it sits within one of RNIB's key priority areas.
Charmaine, you took part in the recent Voice of the Customer focus groups around vision rehabilitation. Why did you sort of take part and join in the focus groups, and how do you see your involvement helping to sort of, I suppose, in a way, make people understand about the provision of vision rehabilitation?
Yes, I did. Thank you, Toby. I think it's really important that the voice of the customer is got out in this way. I went through a very life-changing illness about 5.5 years ago at the age of 45, and I'm more readily identify as deafblind now, as I lost, well, I'm totally blind on my right side in my right eye, and I have lost most of my hearing in my right ear. So I'm kind of lopsided. I have a little bit of residual eyesight in my left eye, and I have fairly good hearing, although I have lost some on my left side. So rehabilitation was absolutely crucial for me getting back into the game as a member of the human race and a member of society, really. I couldn't have moved forward in the way that I have in the subsequent 5.5 years without it. The white cane training was invaluable, and all of the help that I got from my local rehabilitation officer was absolutely invaluable. And I really think the world at large really needs to understand, in a very sighted world, what it is like for a person to be blind or partially blind, and how we really can do absolutely brilliantly. People are very resilient if they have the help and assistance to get back on track. But without understanding that, people are lost, unfortunately. And that's just such a shame. I was keen to advocate for myself and for others in a similar situation.
And what did you get out of being part of a focus group? And was it enjoyable too?
Yeah, I think it was great for me to articulate my own story, but to listen to others and other blind, partially sighted, however you describe people, and the challenges that they face. I have subsequently linked up with a local community group of visually impaired people as well. And I find it's just so welcoming and reassuring and life-affirming to connect with other people with sight loss, because they really do understand, and we share lots of tips and hacks. We do things differently, but there's an area of similarity, and you just get a kind of camaraderie that you just can't get. Although, you know, my family have been absolutely magnificent in helping me get back on track as well. So, you know, my sighted friends have been brilliant as well. But I think there is, you know, to get people connected with other people with sight loss is absolutely brilliant, really helpful.
Did you find out anything from the other members of the focus group that you didn't know? Anything that you might have learned from being part of a group?
I think it was very insightful in that another lady had said that she'd had an assessment for some extra help. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of people tend to, you know, everybody wants to do as well as they can with what they have. And sometimes people underplay their difficulties. And of course, in a society that we're living in at the moment, it's very much a tick box exercise. And if you say you can do, then they tend to believe you and leave you alone. And actually, people, I think, you know, can do brilliantly with sight loss. And there's so many other ways of doing things that we really are absolute assets to society. And we're not on the side by any means, but we do need help where we need help. And I think being able to say, I need help with this area, but I'm confident in doing this, is absolutely massive. So, you know, people should actually ask for help. And I'm sure people are ready to give it if we are able to say that.
And you would recommend people getting involved in the Voice of the Customer focus groups for other visually impaired people to get involved in them?
Absolutely. It's a brilliant opportunity to find out what's going on, to get involved, to do stuff to help yourself and others in similar situations.
Lily, what have you learned from the key findings of the recent Voice of the Customer focus group sessions?
So we actually learned quite a lot. So for those that don't know, Vision Rehab is a service that really aims to build people's practical and mobility skills once they've lost their sight so that they can live independent lives. It is actually a statutory service. It's available to anyone that is registered either severely sight impaired or sight impaired, and it is provided by the local authority. In some cases, this provision is subcontracted to a third party, which, for example, might be one of the local sight loss organisations. Our learnings reconfirm some of the things that we already knew, and Charmaine has touched on some of those. We found that only half of blind and partially sighted people that we surveyed are actually aware of what vision rehab support is available where they live, and only half of blind and partially sighted people that were surveyed have received vision rehab support, and a third had not. So if this figure is representative of the adult registered blind and partially sighted population, it means that at least 115,000 people have been left without the support that they are entitled to. So the five key things that our Voice of the Customer research revealed on vision rehab were: number one, the lack of signposting and clarity of provision of what rehab support is available. Our focus group participants reported having to find support themselves by taking a proactive approach to gain and support following their diagnosis, and this is what Charmaine touched on earlier. Another key issue was that of lengthy wait times and the consequence of this. Focus group participants reported encountering dangerous situations while waiting, such as burning themselves when cooking and near accidents when travelling outside. And number three was when blind and partially sighted people do receive support, this support is heavily focused on mobility training. Could it potentially be detrimental to other key practical forms of rehabilitation? I know that Charmaine touched on the importance of the white cane training. Number four, so another key theme was the invaluable role that support from sighted family and friends play in enabling blind and partially sighted people to lead an independent life. So family appear to fill in the gaps of rehab provision identified earlier, so providing a range of support from going out, cooking, cleaning, shopping, managing medication and using connected devices. And number five, a really important point that Charmaine has also touched on, is the support from other people with vision impairments. It enables friendships to develop, and it was a key source of a range of support that may be unavailable through rehab.
Charmaine, as a Voice of a Customer focus group member, how does it make you feel knowing that all the sort of comments and feedback that you have made is being noted by Lily and members of the team here at the RNIB and being taken back to all the work that the RNIB is doing around making a more inclusive society for blind and partially sighted people?
Honestly, I think you're doing a fantastic job. Rush, listening to the findings of your report prior to getting on this call, and it was just fantastic. You've done such a great job in such a short space of time. And I think, as I said, in a very sighted world, I am really advocating and lobbying people in my local council around issues that I find very hard, and I know other people find hard, not just blind and partially sighted people, but disabled people and all members of the community that, you know, need good access are really struggling. And I'm finding that it's very, very hard to get my voice out. I tend to be ignored quite a lot, probably not deliberately, but I think people probably need educating on what we're dealing with sight loss. And, you know, other members of the disabled community, I've done a lot of volunteer work with digital volunteering with other members of the disabled community. And I just think you're doing a fantastic job. It's really important for society to get back to being kind, caring and compassionate and giving everyone good access to, you know, so that they can not just survive, but thrive in their existence. So thank you. It's great. It's great work you're doing.
Lily, what happens with all this research and key findings from the focus group sessions?
Thank you, Charmaine, for that feedback. It's really, really nice to hear that you do appreciate the work that we do, and hopefully we are getting that voice heard. So what we learned through these focus groups has directly influenced the way that we campaign for change, particularly around vision rehab here at the RNIB. So this particular research has helped us campaign at the political party conferences back in October, focusing on that need for effective Vision Rehab. So at the RNIB stand, visitors wore our RNIB aprons and hat, and they used sim specs and attempted to make a cup of tea using a liquid level indicator and set the oven on, so using bump on stickers. The team also spoke to them about the changing impact of vision and what vision rehab can do to improve people's independence. We spoke about the need to better resource and modernise the service. The research shows not everyone gets the support and what they need, and vision rehab is under-resourced with thousands of people missing out, unfortunately. We are asking the government to invest and ensure that immediate action is taken to address the challenges that blind and partially sighted people face when trying to access this vital support. So in total, the policy team spoke to 61 MPs and valuable party members and staff with respective candidates at the next election too. So they spoke to the Foreign Secretary and the Minister for Disabled People. We're also undertaking a freedom of information request from local authorities to better understand that provision, what it looks like on the ground, as our research highlighted that there is a postcode lottery of support out there. We will be using this information together with our Voice of the Customer research that I explained earlier, and there will be a public campaign on effective rehab coming in the spring 2024.
And Lily, why is it so important to have Charmaine and other visually impaired people involved in the Voice of the Customer focus groups?
So it really helps us understand the issues that blind and partially sighted people are facing. And it's just enabling us to hear that lived experience from different people within the community. And hopefully we can then obviously shape and direct our work and also lead our campaigns and make sure that our campaigns are listening to the voices of blind and partially sighted people.
And finally, Lily, if listeners would like to get involved in some of the research, such as taking part in the Voice of the Customer focus groups, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
So we are actively encouraging people to take part in our research, and every voice is really important to us. The next round of focus groups, we are looking at social relationships. So if you want to get involved, please call our helpline on 0303 123 9999 and ask to sign up to Voice of the Customer research. Or you can also email us at customervoice@rnib.org.uk. And I just want to take the opportunity to thank Charmaine for taking part today and everyone that took part in our focus groups and survey on this topic. We really appreciate you taking the time to help us with our research. And obviously, hopefully, come the spring, we can do a really effective campaign and hopefully create change and get everyone that vision rehab that they are entitled to.
Thank you so much. No, it's brilliant work. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Charmaine and Lily, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the great work of the Voice of the Customer focus groups and all the other research that the RNIB does.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Toby.